Thank you. I think you're just an incredible leader for dysfunctional government. I mean, thank you. No question about it. I think your skill sets and your examples of what a lot of the Northeast states need to do. And I'm from Texas, but I'm just saying I think that dysfunctional party.
I know Texas, right? You guys are great, fabulous, right? Don't mess with Texas.
Okay. But the question is, what about now the moral issue about the free enterprise, the freedoms that America gives us? That part of it. I know it's going to have to be maybe another. I can understand why you don't run. My gosh, you have enough there to take your good time at, which is correct. But, you know, where does the next message come from where you say, all right, let's make sure free enterprise goes. Let's make sure people, you know, I had a Northeast people, and I grew up in Christmas. I'm sorry.
I'm the one opposing this guy. We do. Everybody stay seated with the Northeast people. Let's go. I'm from Jersey, man. Don't mess.
But you know, this guy said, you know, why are you so, I mean, Christmas says, why are you so always, you know, gregarious and happy? He's like, well, in Texas, we can do things. And this guy was, you know, stuck in a job. But you know, he didn't have any future. The question is, what's the moral point? Were you going to take free enterprise? I know you're taking this dysfunctional government, you're taking care of that. But where we're going to push is the free enterprise system.
Well, listen, first of all, there's lots of people from Texas here, right? There are a few of these. All right, so let's dispense with this first. We all love Texas, okay? It's the greatest place in the world. It's wonderful. It's fabulous. It's amazing. We all love Texas. Great. So we dispense with that first. Second, dysfunctional government. If you want the free enterprise system to thrive and grow and be available to everybody, then the first thing you have to do is clean out the dysfunctional governments around America. That's the first thing you need to do, because dysfunctional governments are like a wet blanket on top of free enterprise and opportunity, because all they do is layer regulation and taxes and burdens on all those people who just want an opportunity to use their God-given gifts and their ambition and their vision to try to improve their lives, and through that, improve the lives of other people. But if you have dysfunctional government that stands in the way, you can't do that. And so what's the next step? Well, I haven't gone through the first step yet. The first step is to clean out this dysfunctional government and make it functional. Then once you make it functional, then we can turn New Jersey to the idea of how do we take a functional government and make it an efficient and effective government. It's a step process. I mean, this stuff's been going on for decades in my state. You know, let's remember something. New Jersey's getting a lot of good publicity lately because of the stuff we're doing, and I'm thrilled about it. But remember, like 2 years ago, we were basically known for The Sopranos, The Real Housewives of New Jersey, and God forbid, the Jersey Shore. Right? So this is an evolutionary process, ladies and gentlemen. I mean, we're just, you know, we're just getting out from under Slippy in the situation, okay? This is not easy. Tony Soprano is like right around the corner, so we have to take this step by step. And one of the things that we risk when we talk about wanting to do great things is to set for ourselves a pathway to failure, because we set people's expectations too high too soon. Not their aspirations. Their aspirations should always be high, but their expectations. And so I think part of the answer to your question is I keep folks in New Jersey thinking in a realistic way about this. We've had years of dysfunction, years of overtaxing, years of overspending. I'm not fixing it in 18 months. I'm making progress towards fixing it, but it's not there yet. And it's going to take me some time to fix it. But once we get that underway, I will tell you that I think New Jersey, and I'm definitely being parochial here, but allow me a moment of parochialism in the sea of Texas parochialism. We've got some pretty great assets in New Jersey. We have more PhDs in New Jersey than any state in America. We have a great infrastructure. We have the shore, the mountains, great tourism. We have a lot of great things in our state. One of America's greatest public college systems. It's a great place. But government has just stamped it down, and we need to get government off of it so they can do the natural growth again that will come from people who have that ambition and want to exercise that opportunity. So, you know, in the end, part of realistic and effective leadership in any organization is to always set aspirational goals, but also to set, in the interim, realistic, achievable benchmarks so we keep people encouraged, feeling good about themselves, feeling like they're making progress, like they're getting somewhere. And so we've got to be careful in New Jersey not to let this thing get out of control. And that's part of the reason why I'm staying there and making sure that we finish the job that we started. Because, you know, in politics too often, folks see their politicians and they say, you know, yeah, they say they want this job, but they're always looking for the next one and the next one. And ambition is fine, but if ambition causes you to break your word to people, then it's not a virtue, it's a vice. And so I'm going to plan to go back to New Jersey and fight for the next 4 days over the budget that we need to pass between now and June 30th. Then they're proposing the millionaire's tax again. You know, I can't believe how stupid these people are. I really can't. Like, you saw this movie last year. You know how it's going to end. I'm going to make the pizza joke. I mean, you know how this ends. I'm not reinventing the wheel. It worked last time. I'll do the same damn thing again. So I'm going to go back and fight that fight. But I beg of you, that you need to be engaged when you leave here. It's great to be engaged when you're here, and we all feel a sense, sitting listening to Charles' presentation today, about the level of crisis that our country's in, and the opportunity that's presented to us to be a part of the solution. But sometimes when folks leave events like this, the enthusiasm and the focus fades, and we forget our mission. We get distracted by the everyday things that life puts in front of us. Please, if you leave with just one message for me, if only one message sticks, this is a huge moment of crisis and opportunity for our country. All of you are the people who are going to lead us back to American greatness, if you care enough to do it. I can tell you, if you do, you've got a friend in that fight, and I will be waiting for you in New Jersey to come and fight it with you, and every once in a while, get on a plane and come fight it someplace else too. Thank you all very much.
To fly out. Thank you very much. This will continue, by the way, if you'd like, at the Buffalo Bar, which is obvious by the Buffalo Head above the bar. Our friends at Donors Trust are going to provide some after-dinner cordials. And again, we won't start tomorrow morning until 7:15, so sleep in. Thank you very much.